Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Raising startup funding used to be easy. Not anymore. In recent years, investors greeted founders with generous checks and warm smiles, but now CEOs seeking cash encounter cold shoulders. By Ariel Pardis. In 2021, when Roshan Patel was raising his startup Walnut's first round of funding, his email inbox overflowed with interest from investors. Venture capitalists loved his idea of applying the fast-rising concept of buy now, pay later, a $100 billion industry, to healthcare bills. Patel secured $3.6 million that spring and kept in touch with a few investors who might chip in more as the company grew. But when Patel sought a second round of funding in February, after public markets took a nosedive, investors were less warm. VCs now drilled him with questions about unit economics, sales efficiency, and a path to profitability. "These are questions I was expecting to come later, when the company was more mature," says Patel. When he walked investors through the startup's mission and goal, it was like, okay, but what about the financial stuff? Patel stopped pitching Walnut as a firm for healthcare, since a firm's stock had by then dropped 90%. In May, he closed a $10 million round with another $100 million in debt financing. By now, public and cryptocurrency markets are decidedly down, and the VC funding fest of 2021 is over. Startup founders, meanwhile, are left dealing with the hangover. Global venture funding sank 26% in the second quarter of 2022, according to a report from Crunchbase. Early-stage funding fell by 18%, suggesting that the trouble in public markets has now trickled down to smaller startups, which tend to be more sheltered from economic calamities. The sudden change has given some founders whiplash and has left others regretting they did not raise more money sooner. "Timing is everything," says Emily Smith, the founder of edtech startup Teleteachers, who started raising her Series A in April. "Had I decided to fundraise a few months earlier, I think I could have closed it up and moved on, but it's no longer the fall of 2021. Smith is still meeting with investors. Smith says her startup has enough money in the bank to outlast a funding slump, but worries about the company's valuation. "Valuations in early-stage rounds dropped 16% in the second quarter of 2022, according to a report from PitchBook, the first decline since the start of the pandemic. If a startup is valued too low, founders can be tempted to give up too much equity to increase their total funding and face problems fundraising in the future. At the same time, inflated valuations can also create problems. Last year, 340 companies reached unicorn status with valuations over $1 billion. Some have since been dehorned by the turn in the market, and many are scrambling to cut spending or lay off employees. Some have had to settle for down rounds, accepting new investment at a lower valuation than before. Klarna, the buy now, pay later pioneer, raised $800 million from investors in June, but had to lower its valuation from $46 billion to $6.7 billion, shrinking its worth by about 80%. Raven Hernandez, the founder of electric vehicle ride-hail company EarthRides, says that while valuations have lowered in 2022 and investors seem less enthusiastic, a cooler fundraising climate had some advantages to founders. There's this balance of wanting to get a high valuation, but then what happens to the next round, she says. I'm thankful that we're raising in a time when this valuation isn't going to be so shocking. Despite the sullen mood among venture capitalists, early-stage startups have some reason for optimism. This is indeed the worst time to raise money in a decade, says Chester Ng, a partner at the venture studio Atomic. It's also the best time in a decade to start a company. Ng points to the many startups that have risen from the ashes of previous downturns. Airbnb, Instagram, and Uber were each founded during the Great Recession. Amazon and Google, both founded in the mid-90s, benefited from the dot-com crash, after which talent became cheaper and competition thinned out. As the VC firm Sequoia explained in a memo to its founders earlier this year, startups can survive a downturn as long as they can adapt. That's usually easier for younger companies, which, unlike more mature startups, don't have to wrestle with cost-cutting or demands for hyper-growth. When an asteroid hit the Earth 65 million years ago, it was a really good time to be a small mammalian animal and a really bad time to be a big lumbering dinosaur, says Eric Velasquez Fenkiel, the CEO and founder of Pomelo, an early-stage financial startup. Velasquez Fenkiel started a $20 million seed round this month. For him, the fundraising process didn't seem so different from 2012 when he founded his first startup, database company Single Store, which is now a unicorn. The biggest impact has been valuation adjustment, he says, but the reality is startups are still getting funded. Patel, the founder of Walnut, agrees that companies can still find capital, even if it takes more effort than in recent history. He's now focused on the teachable moments from last year's funding bonanza. We likely would have raised a higher valuation if we did it in the fall of 2021, he says, but I view it as a blessing in disguise. Things got so inflated in 2021.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.